the Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Back at you now on a wireless Wednesday. Mitch Epps Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We bring on our buddy Rick Limpert. We do it every Wednesday. That's why we call it Wireless Wednesday. Rick's an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. Covers sports technology on a national level. You can find him on Examiner.com, also CBS Atlanta. Also now a featured writer for Everything Georgia. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. And everything that we talk about over the course of the next 13 minutes or so, you could also find links to on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. And good morning, Rick Limpert. How are you?
Good Wednesday, Mitch. We are actually talking on a Wednesday. I like this.
Yes, we're doing it on a Wednesday, and that's why, you know, we want to keep it as Wireless Wednesday because that's how the folks know it. I know you got a lot of people who rely on Wireless Wednesday with me, so we keep it as such. And we're going to talk food this morning, are we not?
Yeah, I apologize to you or any of your listeners that are hungry here as we are in the early hours of the morning, but this is pretty topical, I think. Have you ever, you and Randy Mitch, ever sent food or a food certificate or something like that as a holiday gift thing?
But yes, yeah, we've done that. We've also ordered food. Like Randy, we had these crackers that she got a couple of weeks ago at Publix. And she was like, you know, they're really expensive for a small box. Why don't I go online and look and see if I could buy, you know, a bigger box for less money or something like that. And she ended up finding it, which I thought was pretty cool. And I know that there are websites where you can order, as you said, food as gifts or food for yourself. You know, it's weird when I got your email, Rick, and saw what the topic was going to be, it immediately brought me back to a particular episode of MASH when Hawkeye Pierce had a hankering for a fictitious restaurant in Chicago called Adam's Ribs, and how, you know, they were finagling to get them shipped all the way over to Korea. And it's amazing what you are able to get in this day and age by simply ordering it over the internet.
Yeah, I remember that episode too, and I didn't think about that. But any restaurant now that is pretty popular, or brand that is pretty popular, or has online ordering now, where, like you said, you can get shipped food usually overnight for people to eat and enjoy. And the first one we have tonight is, I don't eat seafood, but shopfreshseafood.com is really the leader in shipping fresh seafood all over the country. And you're maybe familiar with Mitch in the Bronx, the new Fulton Fish Market. It is that area that's crazy. People are throwing fish around. It is the fish market in New York.
In Hunts Point.
Get, fish items directly from them.
Yeah, and, you know, it is amazing to me that, I mean, consider, you know, you're talking about shipping fish. That's, you know, that alone is something that, boy, you really got to, you know, take, you know, carefully as far as how you're shipping it. And shopfreshseafood.com is a company that does it. I mean, you're talking anything from crab or lobsters or oysters or, you know, whatever type of fish that you like. And you can, you know, instead of, you know, going out and eating the fresh fish in a meal, you can order it and still, you know, you're talking about freshness.
Yeah, and you can make it yourself. And they have specially designed containers. It's like you said, it's all shipped fresh. They will even ship those big snow crab legs that people like so much. They have containers for all the fish products, and they are really gearing up for the holidays. And this is just a great company, family-owned business, 60 years. And if you're ordering fresh seafood for people, this is the place to do it.
Rick Limpert with us here on Wireless Wednesday via the waitfor.com hotline. Mitch Evans Experience at 92.9 The Game. Our Wireless Wednesday subject this morning is having food shipped to you or food shipped as gifts. And the next entry on our list is O&H Danish Bakery, which was founded back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, this one hits home with me, Mitch. This is located in a town where I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. So if people know what Danish Kringle is, it's like a pastry that is really fresh, comes in different flavors. they ship thousands and thousands of these pastries out all over the country to people that that want them, especially they're really busy during the holidays. And this is a true Danish pastry. People talk about a Danish as like a donut or something. Mm-hmm. This is a true Danish pastry. It's fantastic.
Well, I've loved Danish since I was a little kid growing up in New York and having like a cheese Danish or an apple Danish. What's Kringle, though? What's the significance of that?
It's a circular pastry, and you cut it into little slices, like a pie almost. And I'll put a picture up on the website. And the filling is different flavors, so strawberry, raspberry, mm-hmm. apple, cheese, and then it's got the frosting on the top. And it's a light pastry, but it's not light when you eat a bunch of pieces of it.
All right, I was talking about the fictitious Adam's Ribs in Chicago from the old episode of MASH, and there is this place called Three Taxi Guys Barbecue Sauce and Rub, which is quite interesting because it's three actual taxi cab drivers who got together, one in Pittsburgh, one in San Francisco, and one right here in Atlanta, and they put this together, and it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's really good sauce and really good rubs, and it's Rick Hewitt from Atlanta Checker Cab is the Atlanta member of the trio, and he is a barbecue aficionado. He's taken his own recipes, and now they've put them into these barbecue sauces and grilling rubs, and it's a great idea. I mean, these guys are not professional food makers and developers, but they've put some great products together, and they're marketing these all over the country now.
Next one on our list and talking about foods that you can order and have shipped over the internet, and this is one that's close to home for me, the Carnegie Deli, and specifically Carnegie Deli Cheesecake, which they shipped, they take orders up to 24 hours prior and get it shipped out. Do they also ship, you know, if I wanted to order, you know, some pastrami or corned beef or something like that, you capable of getting that too?
I didn't see that on the website, Mitch. It may be on there. I was mainly concerned about their cheesecake because I'm a big fan, and I don't know if you've had their cheesecake. Do you even eat cheesecake?
No, I do. I'm a Junior's cheesecake guy. Junior's in Brooklyn, yeah. right there on the other side of the Manhattan Bridge. That's where I would go. But I never really could say that I've had cheesecake at the Carnegie Deli. Now, again, I've had a piled high, lean corned beef sandwich on rye at the Carnegie Deli, and actually have done it in Vegas too at the Carnegie Deli.
Yeah, well, after you eat the pastrami on rye, you can have the piece of cheesecake and you can waddle back to your room or waddle home after that. But they sell a ton of the cheesecake at the Carnegie Deli, and now they're selling a ton of it online. And who would have thought a few years ago you'd be able to get on your computer and order a cheesecake, and it would be delivered at your door the next day. It's just amazing.
And also, what's really cool is, according to this, I mean, again, you know, different cheesecakes as well, but also, once you receive the cheesecake, you can then refreeze it upon delivery and then, you know, break it out and let it defrost whenever you're ready to really eat it.
That is a great feature, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Mitch, because if you're just a family of two, you're not going to be able to eat that full cheesecake within a time that's probably going to be in your refrigerator. So cut half of it off, freeze it, and you'll have it for later in the year or for a special occasion. And I'm just looking at this piece of cheesecake right now, and my mouth is
stop, stop it, stop it.